We'll keep in touch, darling. I miss you, you know.
The Call of the Wild?
Oh, Jenny. Debbie, that was Debbie.
If you say so.
Yeah, I was on my way to check the linseed when she rang. She's working hard on finding us a new contractor. She's got a contact, but with having Alice there, she's not been able to follow it up yet.
Oh. What about Alice's flight?
Oh, yes, sorry. Sorry, Debbie said it was on time. She's on her way.
Oh, good.
Have I got time to look at the crop?
Well, do what you like. I'm going to the airport on my own.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yes.
Well, you better get off then.
Yes, I had.
You got the flight details?
I'm not having Alice pick up on any atmospheres, Brian. Not while she's trying to revise. These exams are too important. She needs peace and quiet. So let's try and act normally for her sake.
Yes. Yes, of course.
I mean it. Don't start anything.
Fair enough.
Here's your dad. Look.
Hi, Dad. Hi.
Hi, Kurt.
Good timing. Just about to make the drink.
Oh, great.
Dad!
What?
You know the May Day rose?
Oh, can't you just shut up about it, Josh?
Hang on, just let me wash my hands.
Dad!
Get out the way, come on.
He keeps going on and on. We're getting a bit tired of the subject, Pet.
Oh!
See?
It's not fair!
Everything all right out there?
One of the Herefords got a grass seed in her eye. She was rubbing her face against the trough.
Did you get it out?
Yeah, it hadn't penetrated, luckily.
Thanks for milking this morning.
You looked as though you fancied her life.
Yeah, I slept till 9.
Whoa. I took her a cup of tea. I practically had to throw it over her to wake her up.
Hey, listen, have you remembered? I've got cricket practice again this afternoon.
Yeah, it's on the calendar.
All right. Mick expects everyone to show up.
It's fine. Jill's coming over.
Oh, good.
I'm helping inspect the hives. The swarming season's coming and we're taking the entrance blocks off.
It's got quite overgrown in front of the hives, actually. I'll help her cut it back.
Right. Do we know what she's planning for Dad's birthday?
No, which day is it?
Week on Monday.
Right.
How old is he going to be?
That's a good question, actually.
Dad!
Joshy, yes, what is it?
You know the May Day race?
Oh, losing the will to live!
What about it?
Ben says he wants us to be the Simpsons.
I know.
But it's stupid.
Coffee?
Oh, Tyler.
How will Mum get a bike helmet on if she's mum?
It does sound easier, though, Josh. All we need is a bit of yellow makeup.
The Adams family is much better.
No makeup needed. Does that make me Morticia?
And me Herman?
That's the Munsters, Dad.
Oh, right. Well, neither seem to have much to recommend them.
My idea's more scary.
You're already way too scary, Josh. I don't know why we need costumes at all.
Mum, you promised.
All right. It's me going to end up making them.
Ben always gets his way.
Well, I don't know.
I do. We're farmers, aren't we? We'll do it dressed as cows.
Cows?
Well, you three, I'll be a milkmaid.
What about Ben?
Well, he can be my bucket. Yeah, can I go and tell him he's only the bucket?
Debbie paid for us to have a night away at a spa.
Ooh, that was generous.
There's this mineral lake. It's warm all year round.
Oh, how lovely.
Except there was a party of oldies who went in naked.
Well, European naked's not quite the same as British naked somehow.
Yeah, well, it was gross, whatever. There's an indoor spa there too. We both had this amazing mud treatment. It goes on so slimy.
Oh, I know. I had one myself once.
Oh, hold on. I got you this from the spa.
Oh, darling.
They call it a vitality pack. It's supposed to be rejuvenating.
Well, I could do with that.
Oh, and she drove us to where they breed the Lipizzaners for the Spanish riding school.
Really?
Yeah. You can visit the stud farm and everything. They're so beautiful. I've got a picture of them in my phone. They're not born white, you know.
Right.
No, they can be grey, bay, or even chestnut.
Oh.
They go white as they get older. Their hair loses its pigment. Oh, and Debbie's got an admirer.
Oh, has she now?
We were looking interested at last, Mum.
Yes, I am interested. And it sounds as though you had a wonderful time.
He's a guy from Slovenia who manages one of the farms. Definitely got the hots for our Debs. But it's going nowhere. He doesn't floss.
Oh, Alice!
Amy rates the Spanish lads.
So well, yeah, the Spanish.
She was texting me about this guy on the train. I can't remember which one. They took so many trains. She's back tonight. I might go round.
I should give her a chance to recover from the journey, darling. And what about your revision?
I'll start tomorrow. Chill. So, what's new here? Any gossip?
No, nothing really.
Oh, boring. Dad!
Hello, darling.
Hey!
Look, come here. Oh, lovely to see you.
You too.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, brilliant. Ask Mum. I'm going out to see Spearmint. Laters!
Oh, she'll tell me all about it sometime, I expect.
Yes.
She seems in good spirits.
Let's keep it that way, shall we?
There, boy. Oh, sorry, I've nothing to give you.
No. Oh, I've missed him so much when I was in Hungary. It's going to be awful at uni.
Will you put him in with me, like Tolly?
I suppose. Can't expect Mum and Dad to look after him. Adam's promised to ride him while I'm revising.
Have you decided where you're going yet?
Yeah, I've been offered a place at Leeds doing engineering after my gap year.
Wow.
It's interesting. Could lead anywhere.
Yeah, I suppose so.
My exams start at the end of May.
What are you doing again?
Psychology, maths, physics and design technology.
Oh, I think I'll stick to horses.
I'll take him round the riding course after lunch. Would you like that boy? Did you want to talk to Mum?
Well, you actually.
Okay.
I'm going to watch the cricket practice this afternoon. You know we're trying to raise funds for the team.
No.
Well, we're having a fun race on Bank Holiday Monday. 9 miles, starting at Loxley Barrett and ending at the Bull.
What? 9 miles running?
Well, running, walking, bikes or horseback.
I'm with you.
Everyone will have a card they need to get stamped at stages along the way. And you earn your sponsorship from the number of stamps you get.
And you want me and Spearmint to enter?
Well, it's for a good cause.
Oh, I've already taken 2 weeks off from revising. I can't take any more time out.
No.
Oh, I'd love to, Sheila, but I don't.
Oh, I understand.
The pressure, you know? It's starting. Mm.
Sheila, hello.
Oh, hello, Jennifer. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Alice, Debbie's on the kitchen phone for you.
Oh, cool.
Bye, Alice.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, lunch in 20 minutes.
Hello, boy. I was trying to rope Alice in for the May Day race.
Oh, no, she's got her exams soon.
No, it's okay, she said.
Oh, it's a pity. She'd enjoy it.
She was just telling me her plans for the future. I can't believe how quickly they grow up.
I know.
It'll be Daniel at uni before we know it. You'll miss her when she goes. The last one leaving the nest.
Yes. Are you coming to the plaque unveiling tomorrow at the cricket pavilion?
Oh, no, I've got lessons all day. Alistair's going, though, as captain.
Oh, I do hope Jack will be all right.
Will you be there?
To support Mum, yes.
On.
Thanks for helping me get them in.
Oh, I wish she wasn't school tomorrow.
I know.
Still, I'll see Izzy.
You only saw her yesterday.
She's had a haircut.
You said. Oh, here's your dad back with Shula.
She uses this protein spray and it's so shiny.
You know, I'm seeing this lot in a new light now. I've got to reproduce them as costumes.
It'll be a breeze, Mum.
Uh-huh.
They've got to have udders.
Yeah, right.
Hi.
I gave this one a lift home, the poor old soldier.
Why?
Oh, Mick Sudbury is a sadist. I have just endured 2 hours of pure torture. And you enjoyed watching every minute of it.
Sure did.
Oh. What did he have you doing?
Circuits, SAS style.
Oh, the cross-crawling looked interesting.
What's that?
You do things with opposite sides of your body.
Yeah, it's like hand-eye coordination exercises.
Oh. They're designed to balance your left and right brains, so Alistair says.
My dad, the monster with two brains.
I wish we'd settled on the Adams family. They're just glorified goths.
No, Mum. They're biking your May Day course dressed as cows, Auntie Shula.
I like it.
Cows, it's what we do.
Of course.
I'm going to be a milkmaid.
Have you two sorted out bikes?
Nigel is lending us one for Ruth and one with a trailer bike attached for me and Ben.
Oh, good. You'll need plenty of practice if you're riding in fancy dress. Especially if your udders are full.
Are we having udders, then?
You two need a biology lesson.
Where do you begin?
Rubber gloves?
Have you made a start on the costumes?
Yeah, Jordan, we only decided this morning.
Oh, well, you'd better get a move on.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, there you are. I've done a proper roast to welcome Alice back.
Oh, right.
I did ask Adam and Ian.
Oh.
But Adam said he needed an evening in after cricket practice. I don't expect he can face the charade.
Oh, Jenny.
Are you going to open the wine that Alice brought back?
No, stop that, please. I know how awful it is for you, all this.
Don't be a hypocrite, Brian.
That's not fair.
You pretend to think about me, but you're thinking about her.
Well, I'm worried. Of course I am. I can't help it. She's seriously ill, for God's sake.
Oh, don't for God's sake me.
Sorry. But she starts her chemo this week, and she's only got her mother there. You wouldn't want anyone to go through that without support, would you? I mean, you hear such ghastly things.
Alice, supper's nearly ready.
She's vulnerable.
I've told you, Brian, I am not going to discuss her. And I won't be railroaded and pushed into anything, so just stop the emotional blackmail. I've had it up to here.
Okay, okay.
Well, it's not okay. It's wearing me down. And it may all be hypothetical anyway.
Yes.
We agreed to hold things together for Alice.
I know.
Well, then do it. I'm finding it hard enough without you ambushing me every time she's out of the room.
I don't. Haven't.
All it makes me want to do is avoid you, and she'll pick up on it.
Well, I'm trying.
Well, then try harder. I know those two are on your mind 24 hours a day. I'm not stupid. But Alice needs calm to revise. I'm not having her blow her exams and jeopardise her future because of them. All right?
No, all right.
Just concentrate on the child you have got.
There.
Hey, Bert. Buenos dias.
Oh, you got back all right then?
Yeah, last night. Oh, I'm knackered.
Oh, you look right enough. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, great, thanks. We spent most of it people watching in cafes.
Oh, you could do that here.
Yeah, not with chocolate and churros for breakfast.
Mm.
Oh, magnificently sickly. Too much traffic in Madrid, though. It is so nice to hear a wood pigeon instead of a car horn.
I heard a cuckoo earlier.
Yeah? Oh, I love this time of year. Hey, that's looking smart, Bert. The Jack Woolley Pavilion.
Oh, I've got all finger marks and sawdust on it now from the drill.
Here, wipe it with my hanky. It's clean.
Oh, all right, ta. Are you coming to the unveiling this afternoon?
No, I promised Peggy I would.
I hope Mr. Woolley don't make a fool of himself.
Bert.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, there.
So, oh, I'll tell you who rang me when we got back last night. My mate Jim on the parochial church council.
Oh, are?
They've had a look at our ideas for updating the churchyard records and doing a wildlife survey. And they're very keen to support them.
Oh, that's good.
There's a few churches round here doing similar things, he said. St. John's in Faircastle, for one.
Ooh, that's a big thing to coordinate. I don't think I could take it on.
No, I don't expect you to. Nor Shula, no. Linda, she's the one I had in mind.
Ah.
No, it's just the sort of project she'd relish. She already supports Jennifer with the village website. She could easily whip the parish records onto it.
Ah, good idea. And I don't mind helping out if I'm needed.
Well, I'll ring her this morning, then. I have to admire the shirt, by the way.
Oh.
Or rather, admire you for wearing it.
Eh?
It's a brave choice. All those startling colours crowded into one pattern. Where's it from?
India.
Ah, yes. Well, it would work over there with the light.
What do you mean?
No, it's very nice. For a cruise, maybe.
One filter coffee, Alistair.
Ah, thanks.
I wasn't sure if you took sugar.
In coffee, yes.
Ah, Sasha is there.
You can spare 10 minutes to think about the team?
Yeah, I think so. It's still early. Shan't be as busy this week as last.
Yeah. I had a busy surgery this morning. I'm ready for a caffeine hit. Oh, I'll need to leave my phone on. I'm on call.
Ah. Okay, where are we up to with the list?
Here.
Tar. Yeah, we'll want to take account of Mick Sudbury's thoughts for the team as well. Now he knows what they can do.
Yeah, he put us through the ringer yesterday. Huh. We're practicing as if it matters now.
It does.
Look, have a shufti while I drink this.
Yes, okay. Kev, top of the list, definitely. I dragged him out for a run on the May Day course yesterday afternoon. Fallon wasn't happy. She wanted him here.
Ah, sacrifices have to be made if we want to start the season in good shape.
Yeah, well, that's what I told her. Adam, Roy, Christopher. Yeah, all sorts. You and all, Alistair.
Oh, well, good.
David, yes. Stuart, yes.
Ah, he's really improving under Mick's regime.
Yes, well, it couldn't be worse than Tony was. All them years pulling leaks made him ham-fisted.
He doesn't expect to play for Ambridge again, I don't think.
Barry.
Yeah. Left-arm seamer, good weapon in the armoury.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lucky day he moved into Grayspinny. What about Richard Thwaite?
Keen. Doesn't miss nets if he can help it, even though he commutes to Felpisham.
Mm. Wants to stay fit for that young wife of his, Sabrina. She went off with another fellow once, you know.
Sid. Can we stick to this?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, only people pour their hearts out to a publican.
No, it's the last few we've got to decide on really carefully. Every man's going to count in this first league game.
Yeah, yeah, it's a useful trial run.
They've got to earn their place.
Well, Tom hardly ever comes to nets anymore. I think we should exclude him.
Yeah, I agree. It's a pity.
Neil?
His
bowling's still patchy? And his age is against him, compared with Zach and Ryan from Grey Gables.
He can still surprise you, though.
Ah, working on the team.
That's it, Bert.
Who's in?
Ah, we're not there yet. We'll pin the final list up by the end of the week, eh, Sid?
Yeah. Hit. Blimey, Bert. Bow tie, linen jacket, silk handkerchief.
Well?
You look like a dodgy antiques dealer.
Oh.
How are you enjoying the day, Centre?
Very nice.
Excellent.
Mrs. Rivers finds him plenty to do.
You're looking very well, Peggy.
Oh, thank you. It helps me having the break.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's working out. And it looks like a good crowd.
Yes.
Seen Tony. What about Lillian and Jennifer?
Oh, Lillian's flying in from New York today.
Oh, of course. Yeah. A reward from Matt.
And Jennifer had planned to come, but unfortunately she's got a bad migraine.
Oh, dear.
Adam's here, though.
Look, I just need a word with Bert, if you'll excuse me. Peggy, Jack?
Lots of people.
And they're all here for you. You're going to unveil a plaque with your name on it.
Mrs. Rivers?
Excuse me, are you Mr. Woolley?
Yes, and I'm Mrs. Woolley.
How do you do? My name's Imogen, from the Echo.
Ah.
We need more advertisers.
So my boss keeps saying.
Jack used to own the paper.
Oh, no, really? I'm sorry, I had no idea. I've only been on board a few weeks.
It was a big part of his life for a long time.
Well, that's good to know. Because I'd like to do an interview later. Would you mind?
Not at all.
Hazel?
Imogen.
Oh.
Just a few words about your contribution to the cricket team would be good.
The cricket team?
Yep, and my photographer will take a few pictures of you and the players later, if that's okay.
We'd be delighted.
It's almost two, Peggy. Is Jack ready?
Oh, who are you, please? I'm Imogen from the Echo.
Alistair Lloyd, Ambridge captain.
Alistair Lloyd?
Jack?
Hmm?
Any minute now, we're going to unveil a plaque in your honour.
Are we?
Come a bit nearer.
All right.
That's it.
Stand close to me, dear.
Ooh, that is good news, Alan.
Yeah, Linda was thrilled to be asked. She'll do a great job, I'm sure, pulling everything together.
Blimey, Bert. What's with the black suit and tie? Somebody died?
Can we keep this brief, Alistair?
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment I'll ask Jack to unveil the new plaque for the Jack Woolley Pavilion. Then we can repair inside for some tea and to view the specially mounted boards which record his involvement with the Ambridge cricket team over the years.
I know Jack Woolley very well.
Yes, dear.
We all do, and we're all grateful to you.
Oh, good.
Now, this is the same plaque we presented you with at the cricket club dinner, Jack, remember? When we made you an honorary life member.
Oh,
well,
It's 25 years since you generously donated the land for the pitch.
That's right.
And in so doing, you provided a wonderful resource for the village to encourage the playing of the sport, as well as bringing on the youngsters.
Hear, hear.
So, without further ado, Jack, if you do the honours...
Here we are, dear. Pull this aside.
Is it a game?
Yes. Let's do it together, shall we? There.
Oh.
Good man, Jack.
And you also paid towards the pavilion, is that right?
You always said you wanted to put something back into the community, didn't you, dear?
Oh. And when did you first come to Ambridge?
Which year was it, Jack? When you left Birmingham?
Birmingham. Sturchley.
Hey, I know Sturchley. My nan lives there.
Really?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
The High Street.
Well, it's the Pershore Road now.
Oh. Stan the ragman had a pony there. Bess.
Do you miss Brum?
Hazel liked ponies.
Oh, dear.
How are we getting on here?
Sid.
Oh, there, Jack. Big day.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd said they presented you with a sign back from the team, Mr. Woolley. That'd make a nice picture with the boards behind.
No. No, no, I'd rather not.
Sid.
Look, Imogen, I haven't told you about our ambitions for the Village Cup yet.
Oh.
Yes, come on. We're hoping that we'll get to the final at Lord's.
Well, that went well, Peggy.
He's tired now.
Who's that?
I think we'll slip off home.
Yeah, understood. You get off.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye.
Come on, dear. Let's go.
Go? Home?
That's right, dear. You did really well.
Hey, Bert.
Nice drop of tea, this.
Looking very sombre.
Nobody's died.
Well, you'd have said.
I'm carrying out an experiment.
In your funeral suit?
Look, I've landed a job as a room steward at Lower Loxley.
Oh, congratulations. You're one of their volunteers.
That's it. Now, my official brief's the all, but it won't be long before they ask me to run a full tour, I reckon. Mm. And I want to find the best outfit to wear on duty. Only none of the ones I've had on today have been a great success.
Ah.
You called my coloured shirt cruise wear.
Well, it was a bit tropical first thing.
Well, I went home, changed into my linen jacket with the bow tie, the one I've saved for Boxing Day.
A dicky bow?
Yeah, and I was a laughing stock.
Why?
Well, Sid Perks said I looked like a dodgy antiques dealer.
And now the suit.
Well, I hoped it'd inspire respect, not condolences.
I don't think you're quite there yet, Bert. Tell me about the job.
Well, I've got a list of things to memorise, but I'm on top of that. Saves you going like Mr. Woolley if you keep your mind active.
Ah, well.
There's a duelling pistol, sampler, two Applewhite chairs, a rowing oar, portrait, a solid oak chest.
Cuddly toy.
No, Nigel's teddies are upstairs. There is an osprey in a glass case, though. Do you know, he can trace his family tree right back to the 1600s. Lower Loxley was considered one of the jewels of the county when it was built.
Well, very nice, too. It's all right for some. Ah, Alistair.
I ain't finished.
That went off pretty smoothly, I thought, considering.
Yeah.
Sid's plugging the team to the journalist. Jack coped all right.
No, with Peggy's help.
He won't remember a thing about it.
Help me with your other shoe, dear.
Oh.
Now, you lie down and have a little rest.
Is it bedtime?
Just for an hour.
My pyjamas.
You'll be fine in your clothes. There. That's it. Do you want me to leave the cats on the bed?
Yes.
You've had a big afternoon, you know.
Oh, no.
Yes, you'll need the blanket.
Oh.
You unveiled a plaque with your name on at the cricket ground. The Jack Woolley Pavilion. And there's going to be a photograph of you in the Echo on Thursday.
Is there? A photograph?
Yes.
Oh.
Settle down now.
Oh.
That's it, oh. My love.
Brian, what's he doing here?
Hi there, Adam.
You didn't need to come and get me. You could have run.
Hmm?
I take it the agronomist's here.
I don't know.
But you were going to wait for him at the house. Mum's taking Alice in today and she won't be back till lunchtime.
Yes, it's all right. I saw Tom, I told him to wait. He texted you when Whittaker arrived.
Tom?
Yeah, he was in the yard.
Well, that's not very fair.
We made a fuss, but I told him he wouldn't have to hang around long.
Look, he's got his first Gourmet Grills outing of the new season today. It's the point-to-point. Had you forgotten?
What? So? We won't get him to wait 5 minutes?
They'll want to make a good star, that's all. What's so pressing you couldn't wait?
Nothing. What are you doing with Whittaker today, anyway?
Oh, walking the Brookfield wheat?
Right.
So, what, have you come to help me? You never set foot in the caravans.
Wait, do you have a hand?
Ah, well, you can empty the bucket for me.
Okay.
Dimitri was such a heavy smoker. I hope the smell in here's gone by the time the pickers come. You can help me turn the mattress while you're here. Which involves you not sitting on it, Brian.
Adam, I don't know what to do.
Look.
Please.
You look a bit rough.
I'm not sleeping. I know I'm keeping your mother awake too, but I don't want to go in the spare room. We're trying to keep things ordinary, you know, for Alice.
She's really got her head down there. She's not taking a lot of notice of the outside world at the moment.
But Jenny won't let me talk. I'm going mad, Adam. Siobhan starts her chemo today.
Ah.
I wish I was there. I mean, God knows how she'll react. Can make people very weak, can't it?
I believe so.
Well, she's already a shadow of her former self. She's got to be strong enough to cope with it.
Yeah.
She's got to get well, Adam. I mean, if she doesn't, what I've got to put Jenny through, it's... And it's too awful to think of Rory without his mother. He needs her so much.
Brian, you've got to get a grip.
Do you think I should ring her tonight to find out how she got on? Or tomorrow, would that be better?
I don't know.
No, I'll wait. I'll give her a chance to get over it. Side effects may only be short-lived, eh? She might be feeling okay by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Look, I know you're on your mother's side.
If you want the truth, I've given up taking sides.
Well, you say that, but when push comes to shove, your loyalties are with Jenny. It's quite right.
I feel for both of you.
You're so close, you and her. Has she said anything?
Like what?
Anything to give me hope, Adam. That I might be able to persuade her if... Well, if the worst happens.
No.
She just won't discuss it. And it's the biggest thing that's ever happened between us. Look, I'm not asking you to betray any confidences.
Yes, you are. But there aren't any to betray. Mum's keeping her own counsel. She's probably trying to process it all. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll talk when she's good and ready. That'll be Tom.
Thanks, Adam.
He takes advantage now I'm on hand.
I know.
Like last week when he roped me into worming the hive.
Hey, just slow down.
Yeah, sorry. He's made us late for the breakfast trade.
There's still masses of time.
We need to get a good place.
Yeah, Elizabeth will make sure we're all right. You don't regret us moving in there?
No, of course not.
Good. Because I love our little nest.
I wanted to get there early to check out the other caterers as well.
Yeah, the first race is not till 11. Bet they're selling rubbish anyway.
Yeah, but what if they're significantly cheaper than us?
Have some faith, Tom. Our stuff's good. Do you want music?
Don't mind. We've not got anything under £4.50.
But that's because it's proper meat, though, not ears and tails. Who else will be selling pure Hereford burgers?
Yeah.
And your sausage sarnies are huge.
Man size.
Yeah, never use that in a slogan. You exclude greedy women everywhere, like me.
Are we sure we've got everything?
Including spare gas bottles and extra water. Don't want to run out of gas again. Nightmare.
We were pretty green last year, when I think of all that hassle we had.
Hassle? We were targeted and intimidated.
Yeah, well, we're older and wiser now. We've earned our place on the scene.
Sid's just gone through to the kitchen, Adam.
Ah. You milking at Brookfield this afternoon?
Nope, I'm off to the Lower Loxley point to point.
Oh, very nice. I was at Brookfield myself all morning with the estate agronomist.
Did you go to the pavilion yesterday to see Jack unveil his plaque?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah, they took some nice pics for the paper.
How did it go?
Very well. Alistair kept it short, you know.
Ah, of course. And was he all right?
Jack? Yeah, yeah. Seemed to enjoy the attention, actually.
Ah, good.
Well, howdy, boy.
Oh, you're back, are you?
Lillian, you look fantastic.
Oh, darling, do you like it?
Gorgeous.
Suit by Diane von Furstenberg, courtesy of Fifth Avenue. Shoes from Jeffrey's on West 14th. Oh, come on, Eddie, don't be a sourpuss. Let me buy you a drink. Oh, unless you're off the sauce again.
Why would I be?
Well, you've got your town cry final coming up.
Not till next Thursday. I'll lay off the drink the day before and no sooner.
Ah, so come on then, my old drinking buddy.
No talk.
Still practising hard for it.
Yeah, and I'm determined to win. But right now, I'm off to win on the DGs.
Oh.
See ya.
Bye, Eddie.
But I've got something for you in the cup. Oh.
Aren't you knackered, Lillian, crashing through several time zones over one weekend?
No, not at all, darling. I'm high on New York. So exciting after sleepy old Ambridge.
Well, I can imagine.
You're not usually here at this time, darling.
No. But it's the safest place to be at lunchtime at the moment.
Oh, lunch over there. We had this sandwich on 57th Street. It must have been a foot tall, I kid you not. And they sell diamond bracelets that make your eyes pop out. Well, Matt's did when I asked him to buy me one.
Did he?
Well, not at six figures. He stops at three. No, to be fair, he bought me the most beautiful backless evening dress from Marc Jacobs, bless him. Olive green shot silk, lots of lovely rusty frou-frou.
You'll have to show it off at the May Ball.
Which one?
The one Ian's whipping himself up into a state about at Grey Gables.
Oh, right. Well, I'll get Matt to buy us tickets.
Uh-oh.
Brian!
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Adam.
What is it with you two today? Jenny gone on strike and won't feed you?
I fancied a change, that's all.
Ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, race
are you next,
seven.
Eddie?
Yeah, mate. Oh, blimey, I've been waiting ages.
Look, what do you want?
Sausage sarmie.
Wouldn't you rather have a cheeseburger? Going as fast as I can, sir.
Boy.
We've run out of sausages.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I know. Brenda's gone to fetch some more from the unit. We've just been incredibly busy.
What you got ready?
Burgers, bacon rolls.
Oh, bacon, that sounds great.
Okay, give us a mo. Do you want a drink with it?
No, I've got a can. Look, do you need a hand up there?
I'm back.
Oh, Brenda, at last. It's been like a madhouse.
Hi, Eddie.
Right.
Don't panic, I'm here now.
Do you want salsa on it, Eddie?
Is that the same as ketchup?
It's spicier.
Oh, work no till.
Okay, ketchup's there then. You took your time.
Look, it was good of Dad to come and get me as it was.
Here you go, Eddie.
How much?
£4.
Oh, right.
It's good quality.
Oh, spare me the pitch. There you are.
Can you take it, Bren?
Yeah, sure.
And your roll, it's extra large.
Yeah, it smells good, any roll.
Eddie!
Oh, you again.
Oh, I hoped I'd bump into you.
You never said you was coming.
You never gave me the chance. Look, come over here with me.
Oh, all right. Cheers, Tom.
Well, don't just stand there, Brenda. Help me.
Calm a professional, Tom. Take a deep breath.
Had a flutter yet?
Yeah, I lost 20 quid on Faircastle Folly in the intermediate. Came in just behind
Darrington Drum, I know. I had money on him.
Oh, typical. You always come up smelling of roses. You get a weekend in New York, and I get my hand down Sir Stephen's bug.
Oh, poor you.
Well, don't you feel the least bit guilty having all of the under false pretences?
Not at all, darling. I upped my sponsorship money for the Church Urban Fund, didn't I? Wasn't going to wear a hair shirt all the way to the Big Apple. Life's too short. Ooh, that looks good.
Get your own.
Oh, don't be an unpleasant Eddie. See, I didn't forget you.
Hey?
Here. A little present. Well, two, actually.
A model of the Statue of Liberty.
Well, you are at liberty to do what you like now, aren't you?
What's he?
A little pennant flag. I had it printed specially.
Oh. Eddie's speakeasy.
For the cider club wall. Oh, happy times.
Ugh, a milk frother is worse than usual.
Let me get to the slops tray.
Okay.
Top.
didn't miss this job in the winter one bit.
Ah, we'll soon have it spotless in here.
I'll write today up as part of my project.
Yep, you can put it down as a stonking success. Oh, this sink's greasy.
Well, we didn't have any time to clean as we went along today.
Nope, business was brisk from the second we opened up.
It affects buyer behaviour, you know, when you lose your cool with a long queue.
I couldn't help it, I panicked.
It makes people feel rushed and they end up buying less. Your social communication slipped as well.
Oh, come on, I wasn't that bad. Still, I don't think it's affected sales. Reckon we'll clear 800 today.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is great news for the rest of the season.
Well, don't get carried away, Tom.
Have you seen the kitchen roll?
Yeah, on the top there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last year we had some great days, but there were rubbish ones too.
No, things have moved on since then. Didn't you feel it today? Oh, this grill. People were seeking us out. They remembered us from other gigs.
Brand recognition?
Yeah. Oh, who's that?
This is looking better.
Hang on. Oh, there. Hi there, Adam.
Hiya. Done all right today?
Yeah, more than all right.
Good. Look, I wanted to thank you for waiting for the agronomist this morning.
Oh, no props.
Sorry if Brian made you late.
Forget it, we caught up.
He's got a lot on his mind at the moment, finding contractors and, well...
It's fine, Adam, really.
Thanks, only don't take it personally, all right?
Alice? Can I come in?
Oh, hey, Dad. Yeah, of course.
I saw the light under the door.
Mm.
Didn't you get to sleep?
No. I worked late. It was all buzzing around in my head.
Oh.
How about you?
I was hungry. Oh, you're not still working, are you, darling? It's past two, you know.
Well, I was revising the behaviour of metals, but I've taken a break.
What's this?
Oh, it's a site where you can act out a fantasy second life.
What sort of life?
One without exams. You escape reality and reinvent yourself in 3D.
If only.
It's easy.
In a virtual world, maybe.
You could knock a cool 20 years off. But it forces you to use your imagination, so it's good for a key like me.
And who would I be?
Well, you could dump us a lot for a start and create a new family from scratch.
Don't tempt me. You hungry?
Mish.
How does cheese on toast sound? Feed the virtual tummy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one burnt offering. It's the best I can do.
You put the cheese on too late. Open the back door, Dad. We don't want to set the smoke alarm off and wake Mum.
Oh, all right.
You need to fan it.
Okay.
It's hot.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the corners. Lost my touch, see?
Well, a few more carbon atoms in the atmosphere won't make much difference. You look such a dope doing that in your dressing gown.
Shh, Alice.
What do you do?
Enough, do you think?
Let's hope so.
Oh. I'm starving.
See this mug?
Hmm?
You could use intelligent gels to reveal a picture on the side of it, but only when it had a hot drink in it. Clever.
Well, why would you want to do that?
Well, advertisers might, to promote a logo. They're called smart materials, the ones that change in response to changing conditions in their surroundings.
And is that what you're going to do with your expensive education? Design mugs?
No, it's a bit shallow, even for me. It's just one application of design technology, that's all.
And what do you want to do?
Something useful, if I get my exams. Oh, I should never have gone to Hungary. I'm so behind.
Oh, you'll catch up.
I can't wait for my gap year.
Don't wish your life away, Alice.
Katie mailed me some more stuff about the AIDS orphanage.
Oh, you're still interested in that, then?
Of course.
Oh, hallelujah. Doesn't mean you've scaled down your plans to take in the entire continent.
Well, I'll see what Caitlin and Venetia want to do. What about your plans?
Sorry?
For the farm. You know, releasing this famous capital so you and Mum can lounge around in the south of Spain or Madeira or wherever it is.
Nothing's fixed.
What, so you might change your mind.
Well, you said yourself. Smart materials are the ones that change in response to changing conditions.
That's polymers, not people. What you mean is you don't trust Adam to run the farm. You want to stay and keep an eye on him.
Maybe.
Does Mum know this? Because she's looking forward to having you all to herself at last. You've got to retire one day, like an old horse put out to grass.
Don't you be so quick to write your old dad off. I've still got plenty I want to see through.
There, boy, you're enjoying that?
Did you have a good ride?
Oh, fantastic. Can you get the tap, please?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's enough now, Spearmint. Ah. Now, where did I put the sweat scraper?
You coming in for breakfast?
Oh, no, I had it at home.
Oh.
Ah, soon have you dry, boy. Yeah, Ian was up and did me something. Hey, watch where you're standing, Mum. You'll get sprayed.
I'm all right. Hope you're coming in for lunch today, then. I'll make you something really special.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm sorry about sloping off yesterday.
Oh, I was just a bit surprised, that's all. I came home to an empty house.
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
No, you're not. You've been crying.
Do I look dreadful?
No. Mum?
Darling, I'd better go in. I've got Brian's breakfast on.
Oh, please answer. Come on.
Brian?
Oh, Siobhan, thank goodness. How are you? I waited till now to ring because I didn't know how you'd be feeling.
I'm okay.
Oh, no, darling, were you asleep?
I was just dozing.
Stupid of me.
What time is it?
It's 9:15. I'm so sorry.
That's all right, darling. You go back to sleep. I've Rory here in the bed with me.
Oh, I see.
I didn't want to disturb him.
No, no.
He's been very clingy since I got back.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Look, call me later on, okay?
Oh, all right.
Oh, not another cup, Alice. You'll be completely hyper.
I need it. I can't wake up. I was up last night.
She was worrying about her exams.
Well, Dad couldn't sleep either. He made me his cheese on toast.
With the burnt corners?
The same.
He puts the cheese on too late.
She stays on the computer all hours.
Well, is this what I'm getting till my exams start? Loads of grief.
We've got your best interests at heart, darling.
Ugh, well, I'm taking this back up to bed.
Well, what about college?
This afters.
Would you like a hand cleaning the caravans today, darling?
No, thanks, Mum. I'm practically done there.
Oh, Alice, you've surfaced.
Don't start, Dad.
Morning, Alan.
Brian.
I got this email from Debbie.
Eh?
Oh, is that coffee?
I'll get you a cup.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she thinks she might have come out with a contractor.
So who are they?
They're two brothers. Cartwright, they're called.
Doesn't ring a bell. What's their reputation?
Real reliable. They've been in contracting for over 15 years.
What size operation?
Well, not enormous. They've got a lot of kit and they can always cover because they employ plenty of tractor drivers.
That's important, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah, they're keen to pitch for the work.
All right. So she's got that far.
Well, she doesn't hang about. They promised to send her a tender with their charges.
And will we get to see this tender?
Of course.
So this is still the plan, is it? Selling some of our machinery and contracting out?
Well, shall we sit on that decision until Debbie hears back from the Cartwrights? I think that's best.
All right.
Oh.
That's her, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I'll take it in the office.
Mum?
She can reach straight into his soul. Oh, Adam.
Hey.
It's so unfair. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to involve you again.
It's okay.
I can't get the image of her out of my mind. It was just such a shock going into that room and seeing her again. And she did look like a woman who's dying, Adam.
Yeah.
And for years I've dreamt about ripping into her and I've rehearsed exactly what I'd say. And there she was, standing in front of me, looking so Oh, of all the scenarios, I never imagined that.
It was brave of you to go. I hope you didn't feel pushed into it.
No, no, it was the right thing to face her, but it was an ordeal. I felt completely shattered when I got in. Brian's been seeing him, you know.
Who? Rory?
Mm-hmm. Whenever he went to see Debbie, he'd take a little paternity detour. Oh. So, you see,
oh, God.
He's been building up a relationship with him behind my back.
That explains a lot.
Siobhan asked me to love him too. But I can't, Adam. They hurt me too much. Does that make me a bad person?
No.
Oh, I feel so guilty. I'm rejecting a needy child.
It puts you in an impossible situation.
Oh, I feel so manipulated.
Yes.
And I really resent it. Brian's prowling round on edge the whole time, hoping I'll come round.
You shouldn't feel forced into anything. That's a lousy basis for taking a child on. You take the time you need.
Oh, time's against me, though, isn't it?
Look, even if... Well, Siobhan doesn't make it. Rory could at least start off living with his aunt or gran, and after that, who knows?
Yeah, I can't believe there's no one else, Adam. Someone she'd find acceptable.
Maybe you should talk to Elizabeth. She knows Siobhan's situation better than anyone else.
Elizabeth? No, I couldn't.
I think you could. She'll have every sympathy for you.
I was hooked up for nearly 2 hours. It was pretty boring.
Well, intravenous. You can't do much, I suppose.
I took a book to read, but I just couldn't concentrate. With all the waiting around, I was at the hospital till gone 12.
Oh, poor you.
Mom had Rory playing up the whole time. She took him round the shops. It was a little terror. Oh, they delivered your flowers just as we got in.
Oh, good, because I was wondering.
Oh, sorry, I should have said. That was so sweet of you.
What did they send?
It's mainly roses with some blousy-looking orange thing I can't name. They're absolutely beautiful.
Oh, good. I tell them to choose something bright and optimistic.
Oh, they're that all right.
How did you feel after the treatment?
Pretty sick.
Yeah?
I was good for nothing yesterday afternoon. That's worn off now, though.
Oh, good.
But I'm just so damn tired. Like I'm trying to move through treacle.
Sorry about earlier waking you up. I should have thought.
Oh, it's okay, Brian. I can't sleep all the time.
Have you got anything for the nausea?
Oh, I don't want any more drugs. My system's been bombarded enough.
Yes, but I mean, if it helps you function...
No, I'll manage. Mum's being amazing. And I've the home care nurse at the end of the phone if I need her.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. She'd be willing to come round, too.
Oh, well, that's reassuring.
That's a very nice woman. She's got a boy Rory's age.
Really?
Yeah, she had him that bit later, same as me.
Not as late as me.
No. Oh, one good thing. They expect I'll keep my hair.
Oh, your lovely hair. I'm sorry.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I wish I was with you.
I know.
I'll do my best to come.
Don't promise anything, Brian.
I will.
At least I'm on the right road, eh? Getting the treatment?
Yes. Yes, that's good.
We've just got to give it the chance to work.
How's it going?
Nearly done.
Good. I just off to Crowther's.
Oh, of course. I'd forgotten.
And I've promised I'll take Bert to Lower Loxley en route. Thought might as well pick up the bikes while I'm there.
Idea.
I've been on to Mum, by the way. She's going to make me a sort of sash thing to go with my costume.
What costume?
Well, you know, whatever I wear. I can wear this over it.
Right.
Well, she wanted to help. And Dad. Anything they can do for the cause.
Right.
It's just going to say, the great milk debate, take part.
Sounds perfect.
Oh, it's a good opportunity to get the message across.
Definitely.
There'll be onlookers. Lots of people out and about in the different villages.
And we'll stand out a mile.
Whatever we end up wearing.
When's the launch?
It's next week.
Do you reckon it's going to do any good?
Well, it already has done. I reckon the supermarket started to move on milk prices because of it.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, good on the WI. It was them that got it all started. As Mum reminded me this morning.
It's taken a lot of hard graft.
Yeah, it has. Tell you what, though, it's something we should have all been doing years ago. When we sit at home looking after our cows.
Working round the clock?
Yeah, yeah, but we haven't given enough time to getting the message over.
Right, that's me done.
I mean, when you think about it, we've got a fantastic story to tell. Can you imagine the British countryside without grassland?
We've done more in that direction than most.
I know.
Just think what it'd be like round here if we were all into intensive arable like the estate.
Yeah, all Brian and Jennifer come to that.
It's those livestock people who keep this valley looking so good.
Yeah, it is. Listen, there's something else I've been thinking about.
Oh, yeah? All in one day?
Must be something in the air.
So, what is it?
It's Rickyard Cottage. I've been thinking about what we should do with it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been sitting there empty since.
Yeah.
Which seems daft when we could be making money out of it.
Rent it out, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, it's well furnished.
We could, I suppose.
As a holiday cottage, maybe, then if we need it again, shouldn't be too much hassle.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Well, it's practical. I haven't been in it since it's been empty. Does it need anything doing?
Nothing a thorough spring clean won't fix. Emma might want the extra work.
Oh, right.
If she comes tomorrow, I'll ask her.
Right. Are you going into Borchester, did you say?
Yeah, I'll make the time. I just need to get a birthday present for Elizabeth.
Right.
Unless you've had any bright ideas in that direction.
Oh, not really.
There's a surprise. Right, I'm off for some breakfast.
Okay. And I better see if Bert's ready.
Oh, did you return Linda's call?
Yeah, she just wanted to check I put my form in for the parish council again. The elections are soon.
Ah.
All three of us are standing again, she says.
Just as well. I can't see there being a lot of competition.
There isn't.
Thought not.
What with sticking up for the village and saving the British countryside, seems like I'm in for a busy time the next few months.
Jennifer!
Oh, no.
You've saved me a phone call.
Oh, have I?
Are you all right? You look a little peaky.
No, I'm fine, but I need to go into the shop. I'm on my way somewhere.
Oh, well, then I'll cut to the chase. Alan has nominated me to mastermind a churchyard project.
Oh, has he?
Part of which involves photocopying the parish registers and logging them on the village website.
Oh, I think I know what's coming, Linda, but I'm far too busy to get involved.
Oh.
And I really can't take on anything new at the moment.
What a shame.
I'm sorry.
And we've always had such a nice time working together as well. Well, never mind. I suppose Bert might help me. He's got time on his hands these days.
Yes.
Yes, I'll collar him. I want to get on with the conservation research when I finish my shift at 2.
Now, was that all?
Yes. It's a lovely morning to be on a bike. So warm, and the promise of May blossoms soon.
Yes, it's usually my favourite time of year.
So is it all right if I go in the house, Elizabeth?
Yes, of course.
I've learnt all my instructions off by heart, only I can't picture where everything is in my mind.
He's been reciting it to me all the way here. He's very impressive.
I can't remember if the osprey's on the right of Cedric's portrait as you look at it, or on the left.
Do you know? Neither can I.
Oh, these details are very important.
Listen, is it all right if I take the trailer bike back with me?
Can you wait another week, just in case it's needed for hire?
Oh,
I mean, you're always welcome to come over and ride them after hours. You know, Ruth too. Then she can choose one that suits her.
Oh, okay.
Can I leave you to it now? I'm pretty pushed with us away at the weekend.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Ruth will probably pop round with your prezzy tomorrow. Oh,
thanks. Jennifer, oh, Lord.
Right, well, better get on.
Yeah.
Hello, Elizabeth. David.
Hi, Jennifer. Excuse me.
How are you?
I'm sorry to arrive unannounced.
No. Let's go inside. She began her chemotherapy on Tuesday.
Well, I knew it was this week. Have you heard how she got on?
She's feeling very tired.
Oh.
I still can't take it in she's got cancer. Siobhan was always so vibrant. I'm sorry.
No, no. She's your friend. It's natural to feel upset.
I had suggested she stay for treatment here, but it's probably best she's gone to Ireland.
Yes.
Her mum wasn't coping too well with Rory.
Oh, so I believe.
My heart goes out to him, it really does.
Yes, I'm sure.
I wish... Well, I almost thought of offering to have him, but that would be impossible, of course.
Yes.
Siobhan's desperately worried about what might happen to him.
Well, I do know that, Elizabeth.
Look, I'm not pleading her case with you. It's just... Well, that's how it is. It's her waking obsession.
Well, that's why I'm here, to find out. I mean, surely her sister would take him. Or her mother.
I've said as much to Siobhan myself.
And?
Her mother's not in the best of health. She's over 80 now. I mean, imagine it. She simply couldn't cope.
Well, I'm 62, and she expects me to cope. Oh, it's a nightmare. I mean, what about this sister? Have you met her?
Niamh, yes, at Rory's christening.
Oh?
They were never close. She's very much the successful career woman, single-minded and driven.
Yes, that's what Brian says. But why should she escape all this? It sounds as though she can afford a nanny.
No, it's not that.
Oh, well, now you're going to tell me that she wouldn't be able to love Rory enough. Had all of that from Siobhan. Though what makes her think that I could?
No, Jennifer, look, I was going to say, they fell out badly. They barely talk, even now.
Why?
Niamh took Tim's side when their marriage fell apart. She hasn't forgiven Siobhan for what happened with Brian.
Oh, I see.
She doesn't approve of Rory. It seems so heartless to me. I mean, none of this is his fault. Anyway, she's never taken an interest in him.
Now, weren't there any other relations at this christening?
An uncle. He trains horses, but he's getting on as well now. Oh, a couple of cousins. I think one was visiting from the States. The other one drinks, Siobhan said. That's it.
Really? I mean, I thought she'd have a huge family.
There's none of them she feels she wants to entrust Rory to.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, Niamh may have a glittering career, but she is Rory's closest relation, as far as I'm concerned. And she might have to take an interest in him.
Yes, well, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Beautiful, was it?
Oh, yes. We've got plenty to be getting on with, Bert.
Ah, good.
Now, I suggest we meet up with Alan and Schuler, ASAP, and discuss our progress.
Ah, right.
Must say, you're looking very effete this afternoon, Bert.
Oh.
The cravat? The V-necked sweater. They put me in mind of someone.
Michael Aspel?
Larry Lovell.
Oh, no.
The lounge lizard. Oh, his productions, Bert. So amateur.
Oh, of course. You've got theatrical experience, ain't you?
Running through my veins. I should have been born in a trunk.
Would you listen to my Lower Loxley presentation?
Oh, Bert, I'd be honoured.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you what. I'll stand up as if I'm in the actual room, shall
I? That's all right.
Right, here goes then. The door at the end of the hall...
Shh, Bert, there's no need to bellow.
Oh. The door at the end of the hall leads from...
Platform 6? You're not announcing a train departure. Try and engage me, Bert.
Right. The door at the end of the hall leads from the original Jacobean part of the house...
Better.
...to a slightly later addition dated 1702. Now, this is me picking a visitor out from the crowd. Did you know, madam, that Jacobus is Latin for James?
Yes.
No, that's not right. You're meant to act surprised.
But I'm not.
Well, pretend.
Oh. Really? I never knew that.
Now, I'll move on a bit now to the sampler.
Ah, the sampler.
The sampler you observe to the right of the door reads Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam.
To the greater glory of God.
Well, how did you guess that?
Well, I didn't. I knew it.
You're spoiling this.
Pace, Bert. You lack pace.
Huh.
case. Right. These two apple-white chairs, either side of the carved oak chest, are held in trust to family heritage, and as such could never be sold.
Gee, they look old, Wilbur.
Eh?
I was being an American. They won't hold pack.
You're breaking my flow. Now, we come to the rowing oar, which is purported...
Now that's a difficult word for a foreigner to understand.
Well, tough. It's purported to be from the Oxford boat which won the boat race in 1842. Now, James Pargeter, who'd been a wet bob at Eton, made claim to be the relief cox for the winning team, and was believed to have stolen the oar in a drunken bet, though he didn't actually race that day himself. Now, where's the flaw?
Beneath your feet.
No, in the story.
Well, it's obvious.
Is it?
Yes, a wet bob's a rower, isn't he? And a rower's too big to be a cox. So James Pargeter obviously lied.
Oh, you're not supposed to know all that.
Well, if you don't want an answer, why ask the question?
Oh, I had you down as a sagalout the minute you come in.
You're in here.
Alice's bedding needed to be changed.
Jenny?
What?
I want to go to Ireland.
You've been working up to this, haven't you?
I need to go. Please.
No, Brian. No.
So this is the final selection night for the Darrington game?
It is. There's one amendment to yesterday's list.
Ah, here. Use this rampin.
Oh, thanks. Alistair forgot to put Duncan's name at the bottom as reserve.
Well, as long as Adam's still playing.
Oh, you're kidding. Of course he is.
Yeah, Zach and Ryan were in last night. They were disappointed not to be picked.
Who?
Well, our two part-time waiters at the hotel.
Oh, well, not everyone's made it. Alistair may well play them in the next league game. Neil's fed up too. But we play to win now.
Oh, there's a scary note in your voice when you say that, Sheila. Steely determination.
I am determined.
Oh, well, there it was again.
Well, these league matches are like a dress rehearsal for the Village Cup team. There's a lot at stake.
Sure.
Some of us are sneaking over to Paxley to watch their first round game against Gilbert's Cross.
Oh, right, so Ambridge are playing the winner, right?
Yes.
So you're spying on them?
Yes. Me, Alistair, Sid and Kev. Fallon's not too delighted about it, though. She wanted Kev to take her to some festival or other on the same day.
So she's a cricket widow. I know the feeling. Well, look, can I buy you a drink?
No, no thanks, Ian. I can't stay. It's unusual to see you here at lunchtime.
No, it's my day off and I'm relishing every minute of it.
Oh. And, are you planning on taking part in the May Day race?
No, working. Sorry.
Oh.
See, I hopes to command respect as well as convey approachability.
Well, it can't be that hard. Oh, I do hope Linda and Shula won't be too long.
Well, you'd think not, but me Indian shirt was too lurid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me dicky bow iffy, me sports gear too casual, black suit funereal, and then Linda had the cheek to employ my paisley cravat was effeminate.
I'm sure the public don't mind what you wear, as long as you're interesting.
No, image is everything now. We live by external values these days.
Oh, that's very true.
Oh, I was hoping to avoid breaking into me premium bond win, £100.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, I've had it in me bits and bobs tin in the shed for 3 months. Don't tell Frieda. But it's no good, or I shall have to go clothes shopping.
Oh, no.
Yes, it comes second only to cooking as my least favourite pursuit.
It's ghastly, I know.
All the sales assistants look about 12 years old.
The days of sale assistants have long gone, Bert. You'll have to fend for yourself on the shop floor.
Oh, I shan't know where to begin.
Look, I'll tell you what. I've got to nip into Borchester after this. Would you like a hand choosing an outfit?
Brian, I'm off to Brookfield in case you need me for anything.
Huh?
Is that Rory?
Yeah. Please, come and have a proper look at him.
Huh. What a beautiful grin. Really twinkly. Mm.
Yeah, like Siobhan's.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, that's Dieter. Yeah, he was her boyfriend for a while.
Huh. The son you always wanted.
Oh, God.
Brian.
Bert, I was a little
heavy-handed in my criticism yesterday.
Oh, well, I was doing my best.
I know, but if you fail to create visitor interest as a room steward, the public will vote with their feet. They'll be longing for the next room.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Can we continue, Shula, Aaron?
Yes, of course.
Oh, sorry, Linda. Yeah, you were saying?
Well, one lovely thing they recommend is dividing the churchyard into zones to create interest and to encourage the wildlife. Mm.
Such as?
Well, I think we could spare a 2-metre-wide strip round the entire edge of the churchyard as a haven for small mammals and butterflies.
Oh, that'd be lovely, provided people don't trample all over it.
Oh, heavens, yes, it needs to be undisturbed.
Well, I hope we can have little signs up explaining what we're doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, it might attract slow worms, grass snakes and all sorts.
Yes.
So, what, we'd leave it uncut?
Till September. Mm.
And we'd need permission for that, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, from the parish council. But remember, that's where I wear my other hat.
Ah, very handy.
Why do visitors expect the area around the graves to be cut regular, though?
Oh, of course, we'd have complaints otherwise.
Yeah, it's got a bit long over there, look, round Bill Inslee's grave.
Oh, yeah.
What else, Linda?
Sections for the different seasons' flowers.
Yes.
We'd want, say, the snowdrops and wild daffodils by the lych gate.
Oh, very welcoming.
And then a section for spring flowers.
Ah, that's cut up to late March, then regularly from mid-June on.
Oh?
Yeah, it ensures the flowers seed properly.
Oh.
We should have compost bins for the waste, really.
Good thought, Bert.
Where do you plan to plant those, Linda?
Possibly under the trees over there. The slope forms a natural boundary and there's a lovely hawthorn.
Uh-huh.
So there'd be a section for summer flowers as well?
Yes.
Where?
Well, we can plan that as a team. A display that picks up the trailing dog rose that's already on the east side would be nice.
Yes.
Lady's mantle, campanula, ones that are traditionally meadow-like. You can help us there, Bert.
Ah.
May I suggest a priority is getting down a record of all the vegetation and wildlife that's already here?
We'd need volunteers again for that.
I'll put something in the parish newsletter.
Only people who know what they're doing.
Maybe we could have an open day as well.
Oh, I like that idea. Sort of educational.
Yeah.
We'll have to get our diaries out. My next challenge is to pursue a grant. I hope we can pay for the county fungus reporter to come later in the year. Mr. Button.
Oh, Molly's father.
Yes. The other children at Maypole practice call her the mushroom. It's so cruel.
Oh, the Button mushroom.
It's not funny, Adam.
She's a nice little girl.
Not at dancing, she isn't. The teasing's made her very uncooperative.
I wouldn't like to be called the mushroom.
Well, the only way I could persuade her to behave properly was to bribe her.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yes, and I don't approve of bribery.
Oh, no.
So what's the deal?
Well, I take her round the May Day course on a llama, and she doesn't tie her ribbon in a knot.
Oh, good, another competitor.
Sounds like blackmail to me, Linda.
Well, I was desperate.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You need to get off.
Do you still keep her bottle in this drawer?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, I don't know what to do, Adam. I promised Siobhan I'll go, but my hands are tied. And Jenny won't have it. I daren't push her.
No. It's asking a lot.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I'm walking on a tightrope. I've made so many mistakes. I can't just sneak off behind her back. Those days are over.
I think so.
Used to be able to charm Jenny round, you know.
I think you've blown your capital there.
Oh, yeah. On the other hand, being truthful with her is not getting me to Ireland, is it?
Brian.
Sorry.
Please don't ask me to work on her.
No. No, I'm not playing games anymore. It's too much at stake. But what can I do? I miss them so much it hurts.
I know.
And Siobhan sounds so weak on the phone. I've told her I'll go. I feel completely torn. How can I desert them? I can't. They've never needed me more than they do now.
I'm really, really sorry for you, Brian, and I wish I could help, but it's up to you to decide whether you go or not.
How can I go?
I can't involve myself in your decision. You do understand?
Yes. Yes, of course.
It's down to you and Mum. Because you've both got to live with the consequences.
How's it going?
Oh, they're a good fit.
Oh, yeah, those chinos are working for me, Bert.
And you think the khaki, not the light stuff?
Yeah, definitely. They'll show less dirt. Let's have a look at the care label in the waistband.
Here, shut the curtains first.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. Now, mind your arm. Now, thought you'd be able to wear these straight from the tumble dry.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing what they produce these days.
Ah, and this blue shirt goes nicely.
Yeah, picks out your eyes.
Honey, I generally likes a top pocket in a shirt.
Ah, now you wait till see what I've brought you.
What's that?
It's a gilet.
A what?
Well, it's like an outdoor waistcoat with lots of pockets.
Oh.
Come on, try it on. Come on.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice shade.
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be useful.
Well, I'd never have chosen it myself. Oh, this pocket down here, it's plenty big enough for my phrase books.
Good.
Oh, and I can tuck my comb and peppermints in this top one.
Yeah.
Oh, and down here, me torch for emergencies and me neckerchiefs for drafts. Oh, and look, there's even an inside pocket with a zip.
Yeah, well, that's for your wallet for safekeeping.
Very practical. What's this funny little one?
Well, it's for your mobile, I guess.
Oh, they thought of everything. Oh, see here, there's even a loop for me biro. Oh, Alan.
Has the boy done good?
Very good. The door at the end of the hall leads from the original Jacobean part of the house. I feels really confident in this get-up.
Well, you got to feel right.
Yeah. Ooh, I hope my £100 is enough, though.
Ah, well, let's see, the chinos,
£35.99.
Right, call that 36. Shirts, £24.99, so that's roughly, 61.
And how much is the, giblet?
Let's see, it's, £39.99. That comes to nearly £101, Bert.
Oh, pound over me budget.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, I'll top it up.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, call it your first tip. You have got a spare pocket for tips.
Oh, that's better. You're starting to relax, Knight. This was a wonderful idea. We both need it.
Yeah.
It's destroying him not seeing Rory. I'm not used to coping with an upset Brian. It's quite disturbing. He shouldn't be putting you under pressure.
I'm feeling it from Mum, too.
I hate seeing her so wounded.
And how did she get on with Elizabeth?
I'm afraid I ducked out of asking her. Oh, well, the atmosphere over there. It's such a relief to be home.
Oh, poor you.
And we're all walking around on eggshells because of Alice.
Yeah.
But they're both in such a state.
Yeah, I mean, which makes you Peggy in the middle.
Yeah, and the more they confide in me, the more worried I am about betraying their confidence.
It's not fair on you.
I feel for both of them.
Well, of course you do. I mean, it's hard not to. But what about you, Adam?
What do you mean?
I mean, how do you really feel about all this? I'm not talking about the ducking and weaving at home farm. I mean the bigger picture.
Well, let's put it this way. If they don't survive this, then neither will the farm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And isn't it about time you brought Debbie into the picture?
I've thought about it, but it's all still too raw.
She'll need to know sometime. I mean, if she's going ahead making plans for contractors and everything's in free fall.
I know.
What about Kate?
Oh, I can't worry her. Not with the baby coming up.
Yeah, fair enough.
No. They've got to work things out between them.
Well, how? It looks like deadlock to me. I mean, if Siobhan dies, I can't see Brian giving Rory up.
Nor Mum taking him on. This could end their marriage, Ian. And God knows what that would do to Mum. Never mind the rest of the family.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala. It was directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.